Okay, well, as Amanda mentioned earlier, today we're going to be thinking a little bit about prayer. So did you know that everybody can pray? But for some reason, we always find it difficult to pray. Some people are too busy to pray. Sometimes they feel maybe that we're not good enough to pray. Now, I think if we were to carry out a survey here or anywhere, why people don't pray, I think that one of the top answers would be that it's because we're too busy. Now, those of us who are adults have jobs and children to look after and houses to maintain and run and repair and do DIY and all that stuff. And those of us that are younger and at school, we go off to school, don't we? Have a great time at school. And then we come home and we've got friends to see, we've got the Xbox to play, we've got to complete that new level on that new computer game this evening, or else the world will come to an end. It's a hard life. But we still find time, don't we, to play on the Xbox, to spend time with our friends, to do the housework even. For me, I love going to see my friends, I love going off and hanging around with them. Who enjoys going to see their friends? Yeah, going to see friends is one of my priorities. But is prayer a priority for us? We have an awesome opportunity to speak with God. Now, imagine for a moment, who likes football? Like, who? Quickly, I'm not going to go around shouting at everyone, but who's your favourite footballers? Oh, they're not very popular today, are they? Clearly they didn't do very well last night. Martin, who's your favourite footballer? Almunia, yeah. anyway, going off the football jokes. could you imagine if you were able to phone Manuel Almunia up and have a conversation with your favourite footballer? Could you imagine being able to ring up Wayne Rooney and say, "All right, Wayne, how's it going?" Or maybe your favourite pop stars. So who's the famous pop stars at the moment? How about Olly Murs? How many ladies would like to phone up Olly Murs? Okay, I thought Olly Murs was really popular around here. Okay, how about JLS then? JLS, everybody loves JLS. I love JLS. Or how about Justin Bieber, the guy who's got hair like a Lego man? Could you imagine just being able to pick up the phone and talk to these really famous, really popular people? Well, if we get excited about speaking to people like this, how much more exciting would it be if we were able to speak to God? Well, that's what we can do when we pray. Now, sometimes we don't feel good enough to pray. There's often lots of reasons why we may not feel good enough. Maybe we've been naughty. Maybe we've done something that we think God will not be happy with. But I want to say today that you don't have to be or even feel like you're good enough to pray. Thanks to how much God loves us, we're able to pray to him and he will hear us no matter what we have done. Now, sometimes we don't pray because all we do is pray for ourselves and we feel like it's selfish and like we should be better than that. Now, there was a guy once called Richard Foster, and he described this so-called selfish prayer as simple prayer. And he said that the only way to get through simple prayer is to go through it rather than around it. We all have things that are on our minds we want to ask God for, whether it's something at work, at home, at school, whether it's for our birthday that's coming up, we really want this new present. There's all these things, but they're not going to disappear. They're real things that really worry us and concern us. We'll only be able to forget about these things once we've talked to God about them. Now imagine for a moment that it's your birthday. Has anyone got a birthday coming up? Yeah, Martin's coming up. There you go. That's a little hint for you. You get lots of birthday messages now. So you're counting down the day to your birthday, and you're counting down the days till you get a whole year older, but you'd really love for your birthday a brand new bike. A brand new bike so you can go off cycling around with all your friends. And you're getting really excited about your birthday, but all you want is a bike. Now, the only way that you're going to forget about that bike is by telling your parents about it, isn't it? Because you really want this bike. You're really getting excited about it. But if you tell your parents about it, then at least they've got a chance of knowing. At least they know what you're going to want for your birthday. The only way we can forget about our concerns is by bringing them to God. When we pray to God, it's important that when we're praying, to be open and to be honest. As C.S. Lewis wrote, "Lay before him what is in us, not what ought to be in us. There is nothing that we can say to God that he can't handle." Now, we've just seen a sketch about someone trying to get in to see Lord Sugar in his office. Now, one of the best things about being a Christian is that when we want to speak to God, we don't have to dress up. We don't have to wear smart clothes. We can wear repulsive aftershave. There's no problem. No matter what we do, no matter what we've done, God will always be willing to speak to us. We can just come as we are, and God will talk to us. Now, if we can all pray, then we need to think of where and when we can pray. Did you know that in some religions, you have to pray at specific times of the day? You have to pray facing specific directions just to pray. Now, do you think that the Bible tells us that's how we should pray? Now, there's lots of Bible verses that teach us how we can pray, and I think some of the Girls Brigade are going to read some to us. So I think Antonia is going to read to us from Matthew 6, verse 6, and we'll see what that says to us about prayer.
"But when you pray to your close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you."
Fantastic, that's brilliant. That's saying that we have, that's in that verse, that we can go to our rooms and get away and be quiet from God. Now, to me, this sounds a little bit like a punishment. It may be hard to believe looking at me stood up here today, but when I was growing up, I was occasionally a little bit naughty. I know, it's terrible. And we didn't have naughty steps in those days. Who gets sent to the naughty step when they're bad? Oh, yeah, there's a few who are going to be open. Martin, do you get to sit on the naughty step? All the time. But when I was young, naughty steps hadn't been invented. I got sent to my bedroom to go and sit in silence and think about what I had done, young man. And I didn't like going and sitting in my room. It was a bit boring. But that's not what this verse isn't about. This isn't saying that we can only pray when we've been naughty. This is saying that some people find it really helpful to get away from the distractions of the world, to go and pray in quiet, to go and spend time where they can really focus on God, away from any distractions. Okay, and now Grace is going to read to us from Acts 21, verse 5.
"But when our time with them was over, we left and went on our way. All of them, together with their wives and children, went with us out of the city to the beach, where we all knelt and prayed."
Now, this sounds like my type of praying. Could you imagine next time we decide to have a church prayer meeting, we all pack our baskets, get our spades and our buckets, and go off down to the beach to pray? Now, true, it's probably a little bit more tempting if you're in a church in the south of France rather than going down to Southend. But that's not the point of this passage. However, the point I want to get across is that people prayed together. It's good for us to pray together. One of my friends goes away every couple of weeks just to go and meet up with her friends with the sole purpose of praying. It's good to spend time together as we pray together. Okay, and finally, Sophie is going to read to us Ephesians 6, verse 18.
"Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for God's people."
Fantastic. Thank you, Sophie. So you don't have to pray at specific times in specific places. You can pray in the car. You can pray in the shower. You can pray as you're going to school, even when you're at school. Don't tell your teachers, though. They might get a little bit upset. They might want you to be listening to them. Or you can even pray as you're doing the housework or cleaning your room up. So next time your mum tells you to clean your room, you can pray whilst you're dusting your sides and stuff. We can all have access to God at all times and in all places, no matter where we are. And now Andy is going to come and read with us from the Bible, from Matthew 6, verses 5 to 15. Please do take a seat.
The section that we're reading comes from that bit of the Bible which is called the Sermon on the Mount. There was a whole load of people following Jesus around. So he went up on a hill and he sat down and he talked to them. And this is part of what he had to say. And if you want to follow it in the Church Bible, you'll find it on page 9 of the New Testament book, so the back half of the Bible, on page 9, and we're starting at verse 5. Jesus talking to the people. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the houses of worship and on the street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you, they've already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not use lots of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Don't be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us into hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Andy. How many of you have heard the words of that passage, especially the back half before? Anybody? How much have you listened in prayer? Yeah, we say them every Sunday morning, don't we? Every Sunday we use this thing, it's called the Lord's Prayer, for those of us who have been brought up on this passage. But this is how Jesus taught us how to pray. But does that mean that we can only pray by using these words? I think that we can also pray in other ways too. Lots of times we hear, for example, Jesus going into other specific situations and praying. So how do we pray today? Well, lots of people have lots of different ways of praying today. And all of them are good and all of them are right. But I want to tell you today about a specific way in which I got taught about when I was growing up. So I want to talk, I think some pictures are going to come up on the screen in a minute. So does anybody know what that is? Right. See, and then what?
Spoon.
It is a spoon. What kind of spoon? Do you
wooden.
Know? Okay, don't worry, parents. It's perfectly safe. It's on the screen. It's not going to be used as any form of discipline. I have painful memories of a wooden spoon as I was younger. okay, the next one. Does anybody know what that is? Yeah?
A metal spoon.
A metal spoon, yeah. Or also a serving spoon, some of us may call them. It's very good. And the next one? Yeah, let's see if it...
Measuring spoons,
that's brilliant. And the next one, anybody get this one? Let's get someone from over here, yeah.
A dinner spoon.
It is a dinner spoon, but it's for one specific course of dinner. Do you know what it may be? It's sort of like liquidy. sort of like soupy. That's it, it's a soup spoon. Okay, and the next one. Anybody this? Oh, we'll come over here. I see a hand over here. Can't favour one side of the church. An ice cream spoon. That's it. Or an ice cream scoop. Fantastic. And one or two of us. Anybody this one? This is also common with soup, but yeah.
A ladle.
Is a ladle. And then one final one. Can anybody tell from the picture? It's not over the key yet.
A teaspoon.
It is a teaspoon. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you that when we can pray, we can talk about or we can think about teaspoons. Now, how many of you here like cooking? Yeah, okay. How many of you don't like cooking but have to do it anyway? Okay, there's a few hands going up there as well. Now, when you're cooking and you're following a recipe, what do you see? Does it say teaspoon in full or do you see something a little bit different? Put my microphone down. James is a superstar today.
TSP.
TSP, that's it. It's an abbreviation of the word teaspoon. Now, I think that we can use teaspoon as an acronym. Okay, so something you can take each of the first letters of teaspoon and then we can use it as a way to pray. So, if we go through them in order, we'll start off with T. Can anybody think what T may stand for? Anyone want to shout it out? No? Oh, hang on, really, we need a microphone again, aren't we? Do you have any idea what T may stand for?
Tea.
It doesn't quite stand for tea, no. Anybody else? Oh, James again.
Time,
no, not quite. Judith.
Thank you.
Thank you, that's it. Yeah, we can say T is for thank you. Now, for one moment, I want you to cast your mind back to the beginning of the service. I apologise for any mental images this may bring up because it's not a pleasant sight. But can anybody remember our memory verse? Can anybody remember it? Well, I've got it happily, nicely written down here so I can refresh your memories. And if you want to join me as I say it, if you can remember it, then please do. So it's Psalm 50:15, wasn't it? And the 50:15 men told us last week, and then number 50 man told us this week, that we can call, God says in Psalm 50:15, call to me when trouble comes, I will save you, and you will praise me. We should thank God when we pray. We can thank him because of the prayers that he's answered, even those that he hasn't answered. We can thank him because he's God, because he loves us. We can thank him for sending Jesus to us. We have so much to be thankful for. Surely giving thanks to God is the least we can do when we speak to him. Now, okay, can anybody guess what number S? What S may stand for? Anybody? James again.
Save.
No. Right, I think we might run out of time, so I'm going to say it's sorry. Okay, the passage we heard read to us in Matthew said, forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us into hard times of testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. None of us are perfect. We have all done things that upset God. As I mentioned earlier, it's because of God's love for us that we're able to pray. However, like any friendship, when you do something that upsets the other person, we should apologise for what we have done. Okay, and can anyone finally think what P may stand for? Shout out. Please, there we go, I heard it somewhere. And P stands for please. So, we all have things on our mind, as I mentioned earlier. We all want God to be guiding us, leading us, helping us in so many different areas of our lives. It is good that we're able to bring these before God and ask him to help us. In the Lord's Prayer, we heard the words, give us today the food we need. And also those words that we just heard a minute ago, do not bring us to hard times of testing, but keep us safe from evil. We can ask for the things that we need when we pray. and God will speak to us through and help us through them. But let's remember that for God to continue to guide us, so that we are to pray to for God to continue to guide us, so that we may walk more with him each day. Now, today we're going to pray for someone who's doing something a little bit special today, and I think there's going to be a picture coming up on the screen in a minute. Now, can anybody see this guy stood near them or sat near them? Anybody at all? Very good-looking chap. He's blushing a little bit now. That's it. It's Steve. Come on up, Steve. Steve is going to be going off to Uganda in a little bit to work with an organisation called Cherish. Now, Cherish, their motto for their organisation is cherishing children with HIV/AIDS, embracing them with a future and of promise. Now, there's over 2 million children that have lost their parents to HIV/AIDS. And Cherish is an organisation that is set up to provide them with homes, healthcare, education, and for these children that are left on their own. They provide a home for life, they provide safety, comfort, and love for everyone that is in their care. And whilst they're doing this as well, they're also helping to build up the local community by providing jobs and work. Now, Steve, you're going to be going off for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yes.
When do you go? Do you want to take that?
Yeah. We leave on Friday, and we are there 10 nights. We're actually working within Cherish, within the community there. So we'll be working with the kids. We've actually got a construction project, which is an extension to one of the cottages that the kids live in. So we really need your prayers. We've heard in the last week that there's a spiritual dryness, particularly among those people who are leading the homes, leading, working in the fields and everything, and they're really asking for our prayers. So part of our ministry as we go over there will be to provide prayer support for them and to hopefully give them words of knowledge with regard to where we can direct their thoughts. It's such a vast thing to ask you to pray for, but I really would value your prayers for the team going. There's 9 of us as students, and there are 4 leaders as well. Pray for our journey as well, because it takes us via the Gulf States. So just pray in general, please, for everything, that our mouths may honour God and bring blessing to those we come into contact with. If you need more information, I'll be downstairs, opposite where the coffee's served, and you can pick up one of these brochures to help remind you while we're away. Thank you so much, church.
Okay, let's just pray for Steve now together. Father God, we thank you for Steve, and we thank you for this opportunity for him to go and work with this amazing project out in Uganda. Lord, we just pray that through the team that go out there, that there will be a fresh sense of your love going into that community. We pray for those who are already there. We thank you for the time and the service and the dedication that they have to this amazing cause. And we just pray that you will continue to equip them and draw near to them as they attempt to care and love for these children who find themselves in this horrific situation. Father God, we just pray that you'll bless the team with a safe journey, with a safe time whilst they're out there. And for all the other things that, in terms of practicalities, may be a worry, we just pray that lift these all up to you now and pray that you will really go out with these teams and that we will see a difference going on through this program in Uganda. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, and now some guys from the Boys Brigade, James and Jack, are going to come and lead us in our prayers of intercession.
Dear God, Father, I pray for people in New Zealand and Japan. I pray for the families who have died. I pray for those people who have been hurt. I also pray for the people in the poorer countries and say thank you for the money raised by Comic Relief. Amen.
Father God, we pray for everyone we know who is unwell or sick, except we pray for all the children who have lost their families or friends in Japan, and we pray for the people in Libya and what's happened with the war there. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic, guys. Thank you ever so much.